have a question for you. Do you want to attract and engage your ideal client on a regular basis? As a speaker, are you finding it difficult to get repeat bookings or even to get people to see you as a speaker? Well, maybe it just might be because of this one area that you're going to learn about today, all about your confidence. Now, I know that around many circles, confidence is seen as a soft skill, but really, it's a power skill. Here's why. Because when you have rock solid confidence, you actually are seen as an authority. You're seen as credible, believable, likable, and people want to engage with you. It actually attracts people to you. It's a strength. So if we've never met before, my name is Lisa Vanderquag. Really, I'm on a mission to help Kingdom women, particularly, to turn your personal experiences into powerful messages and profitable streams of income. If that's something that you want, put a yes in the comments. Let me know in the comments if that's something you want. Well, today's training is all about building rock solid confidence. You know, I hear this a lot, that a lot of women feel they know they're called to speak. And let me know if you resonate with this. You're called to speak. You know you're called to speak. But you often find yourself shrinking back, missing opportunities because you don't quite feel ready. You lack the confidence. You lack the certainty that maybe your message is really going to resonate with your audience, or even that if it's important for you to speak, or maybe you're focused on what they're going to think about you. Let me know if that's true for you, if you've experienced any of that. I know I have, and this took me years to actually get right and to overcome, to realize that when you feel pulled into speaking, it's because God has put something within you, a message that is meant to serve people in the world. And only you can serve those particular people. Your message is meant to be heard by certain people. You might say, well, Lisa, everybody needs to hear my message. Maybe they do, but not everybody will respond. Not everybody will want to work with you or want to engage with you at a higher level. We see this in the scriptures. Jesus was clear about who he was called to reach. He was clear about his message and his mission. A lot of times we start up with, well, who am I supposed to speak to? Don't start there. Start first with your clarity of mission and message, and then the rest will follow. If you want a copy of this PDF, this document, this confidence builder guide, put the word confidence in the comments and you will get a copy. We'll follow up with you to give you a copy of this exact guide that I'm showing you here today, called the Confidence Builder Guide. I discovered something, that your confidence can be built, but it also can be stolen. Confidence is one of those things that you're not born with, but it's something that can be nurtured and cultivated over time. And in different situations, you might find yourself being confident in one area, but maybe not, and lacking confidence in another area, right? Like if you start a new job and everything is new. Well, as a speaker, you might find yourself lacking confidence or certainty because of three different levels that I'm going to go over with you today that you're going to learn about. And once you understand this, it helps you to make those adjustments quickly and to be able to know, okay, where do I need to make some change here? Where do I need to grow my confidence? What do I need to adjust or pay attention to in order to be able to speak more confidently in this situation? And once you know that, the hurdle becomes easier to overcome and faster. You get to do it faster. In fact, one of my YouTube videos, if you want to go watch, is called Boost Your Confidence in 7 Seconds. And it is true. You can do it in 7 seconds in one of these levels. But often people start off with thinking, well, I need to act more confident. I need to do this. And really, it's not the doing. Most people think that, oh, if only I was more confident to do this thing. But really, I want to suggest to you that maybe it's not the doing that you lack confidence, but it's in the belief that you can actually do it. You know, in Hebrews 10:35, it says, do not throw away your confidence, for in it is great reward. Have you ever thrown away your confidence? Have you ever said, oh, I just can't do that? Or you shrink back you don't believe that you can be successful at something, that you don't believe that you can impact a people with your message. The root meaning of the word confidence means in faith. What do you have faith in? So you might find yourself here, you lack confidence because you're focused on what you can and can't do instead of the calling that's on your life and the promises of God. That if God has called you to something, he's going to give you what you need every step of the way. Many people look at fear of something and nervousness and focus on overcoming that. I want you to shift. And instead of focusing on overcoming fear, focus on building confidence. Because confidence can't be bought. You can't just pay someone to give you good confidence. It has to be built. Confidence can't be bought, but it can be built. It can also be stolen. And that's another training for another day. We're not going to go into those things today, but specifically today, what are the three levels that you need to understand to help you to show up and sound and be perceived as confident? So it starts with this. You need to build from the inside out. In the scriptures, it says that as you think in your heart, so you are. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? So if you don't believe in the very core of your heart that you are called to speak, that maybe you're not clear about your message, maybe you're, that is a core belief that's going to transfer into the other levels. And so that has to be attended to first. You have to get clarity around your message and clarity around your mission. So that core belief that, first of all, you are called to speak, and I believe everyone has a message that they need to deliver. It's just clarifying that message. Turn your personal experiences into powerful messages that impact lives and create a profitable lifestyle business. So if you know that your calling is not yet fulfilled and part of your calling is to speak, then you can be confident that as you step into those opportunities, you are going to be able to grow into the person that you need to be in order to fulfill that calling. And maybe you're still struggling in that area. There's clarity. Well, that's an area that we help you to gain clarity over. But that core belief is your first level of confidence. Believing that God is able to use you if you say yes and you're willing to step into it without having to see the whole picture. And you know, okay, I know I'm called to speak. Maybe I don't know fully what the message is, or I don't even know fully where it's all going to lead, but I have a strong belief. So that's the first thing. And then once you get clarity around that message, then moving forward with understanding that this message is meant for someone. It's not for everyone, but it's meant for someone. And I have confidence that as I do my part, it will attract the right people. So the second level is this, is in the area of your competence. This is the whole area of skill development. You know, a lot of times people just start talking and they know that they're called to speak, so they just start speaking without taking time to actually learn how to be more effective, to connect with your audience. They think, maybe you've thought this yourself. I know I have. As I began to say, okay, I'm called to speak. I'm going to step out there. I kind of put together a message. I don't really know how it's all going to land. So once you know, yes, I'm called to speak, then you step into it, begin to speak. You begin to understand, okay, you become aware. Where do I need to grow? What kind of skill do I need to develop here? Because something's not working. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe you're in that place today. I know for me, when I first started out, I was excited to speak. I was excited and nervous at the same time, and people giving me opportunities. But I found very quickly, after falling flat on my face a few times or getting myself in a situation, like one time I was prepared to give a 60-minute message, and immediately before I was just about to get up to speak, it was at this event, and they were behind in their schedule. So the event organizer leans over to me. She says, Lisa, I'm really sorry, but we're going to have to cut your time in half. What? Has that ever happened to you? I don't know what you would have done, but for me as a new speaker, I took my notes and I began to speak as fast as I could to get out all the words. And I was so proud of myself that I got out all the words. And when I looked up, I realized I failed to do the most important thing. You see, I was so focused on content that I failed to connect. Even though I had got out all the words that I had planned to prepare on my paper, I was so focused on content that I failed to connect, which is the most important thing as a speaker, is learning how to connect in a deeper, more meaningful way with your audience. So they see yourself in your story, they see yourself in what you're saying, but also they began to see what's possible and how they could move from where they are to where they want to be. So one of the skills that I had to learn was how to create a message that was clear, concise, and compelling that gave me the freedom to connect with my audience at a deeper level and connect with them in such a way that it created shifts in how they saw themselves, what they believed to be possible. It allowed me to not just focus on information, but to go beyond and to actually create transformation in the lives of those who are listening. If that's something that you know you need to develop, I want to encourage you that that's a level of confidence. Because here's what happens. Competence, when you develop competence in a certain area, it increases your confidence. Just think about maybe a job, a new job that you had. Initially, where you're learning all these new things, you feel, oh, you don't feel confident. You feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm confused, whatever it might be, because you're learning maybe a new language of systems that you're putting together. But the more that you embrace that process and learn what you need to learn and master the systems or the skills that you need or the routines or programs, whatever it is that you're doing at the job, guess what happens? You begin to feel more confident because you have develop some skills and you've been able to prepare. So preparation actually builds your confidence. When you take time to prepare your message, but also have a proven skill, a system of putting together your message and learning how to deliver that. So a skill of putting together a message in a way that's clear, concise, and compelling, as well as delivering that message in a way that connects with your ideal audience or even creates a desire in them to want to work with you. Those build your confidence. And then the third level is what I call the cultivated confidence. That's where you take your mastery. So maybe you've got education in a certain area, expertise in a certain area. You've got skills that you've developed. So now you're feeling competent. But as you step out and begin to practice those things, begin to practice your signature talk, begin to practice those skills to a point of mastery. And this is in the doing part, the doing, actually in the doing. So when I say inside out, you start from that core belief in your heart. Because if you don't believe in your heart, if you don't have that confidence, it will show in what you do. That leads me to the next part of this building confidence guide. I call this my 3V framework. And scientists have studied this over and over. They looked at what are the factors that influence your listeners' perception of you, to see you as confident, to see you as credible, likable, and trustworthy. Over the decades, the results have always come out the same. There's three areas that determine how much of an influence you're going to have on your listener. What happens is that when you get in front of someone, immediately unconscious biases start to trigger in someone's brain. I think it's something like 176 unconscious biases. These are biases that prejudge you, that begin to judge, oh, whether or not you look like you're confident, whether or not you're speaking in such a way that makes you sound credible or you're likable or trustworthy. These 176 unconscious biases are judgments made about you split second. So if you understand what are the factors that determine whether or not someone sees you in a positive way, judges you in a positive way in terms of confidence and credibility, you can tilt the odds in your favor by focusing on three different areas in your communication. And when you understand that, you automatically put yourself with an advantage when you get in front of audiences so that you can show up and sound more confident and be seen as more confident. When you're seen as more confident, people are drawn to you. It attracts your ideal client to you. So this is really part of your preparation and your skill development. So let's have a look at these three areas. In this experiment that's been done, repeated over and over and over, they found that the three areas that influence your listener's perception of you are the words you say, the verbal, the sounds that come out of your mouth, both the good and bad sounds. This is the vocal. And the third is the visual. And the visual has a 55% influence over your listener's perception of you. The sounds that come out of your mouth is 38%, and the words are only 7%. Why then do most people spend 99.9% of their time preparing the right words? If you understand this and you focus on being able to develop in these areas, then you will be able to have an advantage and over your listeners as you step in front of them. So the first thing is your physical intelligence. That's all about your presence, your body language, how you show up. Does your body tell me that you are confident? The number one thing is in your posture, and then it's your presence. And I want to say that the level, the core beliefs that you have will be reflected in your body. But just by adjusting your posture, and again, you can go to my YouTube channel for a video on this, how to boost your confidence in 7 seconds using this, it will actually help you to feel more confident. So when you feel more confident, your body looks like you're confident, right? So it shows in your physicality. So when you feel more confident, so you can make yourself feel more confident by understanding how to do that in your body. The second way, the sounds that come out of your mouth, those are the areas, what we call the elements of sound. So let me just go there and show. They're called the building blocks. If you see your voice, if you understand that your voice is an instrument of transformation, your job is to learn how to use this instrument, right? We all have the same apparatus, but how we use that is differently, and understand that emotion is conveyed through your sound. I like to say that words need waves to ride on, and those waves carry emotion that impact your listener. So when you understand that and learn how to use this instrument in a way that creates positive emotion, that speaks the desire of your listener, you're going to attract your right fit client. You're going to engage your client at a level where they want to work with you. So understanding this is really, really important. And also understanding the sounds that actually distract and actually repel people from you. And those are the things that we commonly call as fillers. You know, is a very common one, but becoming aware of these and being able to eliminate them, learning how to eliminate them, is absolutely essential if you want people to perceive you as confident and credible. If you stand up there, no matter how educated you are, no matter how much knowledge you have, and you speak with lots of fillers, the automatic judgment system, the automatic bias that goes off in people's brain unconsciously is that, oh, person is nervous or they're not intelligent. It's just an unconscious bias. It may not be true, but that's what happens. So for you to be able to learn how to eliminate those fillers is gold and will tilt the odds in your favor of how you are perceived. Now, the last area is the words. When you learn how to speak with less words in a way that's intentional, you can have more impact. You don't have to have a lot of words in order to have a big impact. Most people say too much. It starts with learning that you're, as a speaker, it's not so much what you have to teach, but it's more about what your audience is taking away. How can you turn everything about you and everything that you know and make it about your audience so that you're not just informing, but you're speaking to transform? And there's a few ways that you can do that that are very, very strategic. It's very, very proven. And developing the skill to be able to do that will allow you to see results faster and more effectively. Let's just talk a little bit about what are the foundations of speaking. Ideas are the beginning points of all fortunes. That was from Napoleon Hill. So when you have an idea, the next step is to, okay, how do I put this into a message? When you talk about putting together a signature message, you need to have content, structure, and delivery. Not just any structure, but a structure that is going to allow you to speak in such a way that is clear, concise, and that it connects with your ideal audience, that it connects with the listeners in a deep, meaningful way. In our Kingdom Speaker Academy program, as well as the Confident Speaker course, we help you do this. This is part of helping you to build those foundations of speaking. In fact, in the Kingdom Speaker Academy, you learn about how to put together your content. What content do you need to put into your message? What content stays and what content maybe is for another time? The other thing is a structure, a proven structure to help you organize your content in a way that is clear and concise and compelling. If you think about music, what is the difference between a song as opposed to random noise. They all contain similar sounds. The difference is that they're put together in a structure to form a song, the music for a song, whereas random noise, it's just that, it's random. So the structure actually creates not only more impact for your listener, but also gives you more freedom to connect with your listeners. So it's important to have a proven structure to put together your message and to be able to deliver your message in a way that you engage your listeners. Well, let me know in the comments, which one of these do you still need help with? Knowing what content to put in your message, having a proven structure, or knowing how to deliver in a way that has more impact or creates curiosity to want to work with you. All of these together form what's called your signature message. And then from that, if you want to get the result, to build a, to have a powerful, turn your personal experiences into powerful messages that impact lives and generate profits, then you need to have these components at work. You need to have a signature message, a clear signature message that's unique to you. You need to have a certain skill set to help you not only deliver that message, but to connect with your audience in a deeper, more meaningful way so that they know that you get them and they want to work with you. Then you need to have systems in place to not only put together a message, but to get yourself out there, to get known as a speaker, but also to be able to receive clients, people who want to work with you, receive payment, to learn how to get paid to speak. This all comes together in building what's called a profitable lifestyle business with speaking and having a scalable business. Now, I want to say this. It is a proven fact that what makes up powerful speaking is only 10% talent and 90% skill development. If you know that you're called to speak and that you want to become the very best speaker that God has called you to be, then it's your job to do everything you can to develop the skills in order to become that speaker, in order to do exactly what God has called you to do. It doesn't start with just sitting back and waiting for invitations. It starts with you stepping forward, beginning to speak, understanding where you need help, and then asking for help, getting coached. I remember when I first started out speaking, I had been speaking for a little bit and I realized, wow, I need help. I need to learn a few things here because I'm falling flat on my face, or you know, people are just not getting what I'm saying, and realize, okay, maybe it's me. Maybe I need some help here. It's not about them. Maybe I'm not being clear. I was almost ready to give up. So, okay, maybe I'm just not cut out for this. And that's when I remembered that I had learned this in my training as a speech language pathologist, that speaking is only 10% talent and 90% skill development. And so I hired a coach. And my coach told me, he said, Lisa, you can't just get ready every time you have a speaking opportunity. You need to stay ready. I'm going to repeat that. You can't just get ready. You need to stay ready. What do I mean by that? Well, have you ever been asked to speak and then all of a sudden you begin to create your message or spend weeks putting together a message for that opportunity only to do it again the next time, and you find yourself in this never-ending cycle where you're always trying to get ready? Or maybe you don't feel ready and so you miss opportunities because you haven't done the prep work. And as I said, when you take preparation, when you prepare yourself for opportunity, you see opportunity everywhere. So being prepared, I think it was Les Brown said something like, I'd rather be prepared and have no opportunity than to have opportunity and not be prepared. And so the whole idea is that taking time now before opportunity comes, beginning to speak, stepping out and speaking, learning how to put together a message in a way that's clear, concise, and compelling, honing your skills and developing the systems that you need, whether it be generate funds for your mission or your ministry or your business, whatever it might be, learning all that as you're going about and getting feedback on it actually enables you to be more successful because now you're preparing yourself. So when opportunity comes, you're not going to shrink back. You're not going to run back into your cave and be silent because you have a confidence. No, I'm called to speak. Now I need to learn the skills in order to become the very best speaker and to have the impact that I want and to generate the income that I know God wants me to do so that I can expand my impact. Let's just finish up here with this. As a recap here, there's three levels of confidence. The one, it starts with the inside out, the core belief, and then goes to the competence that you've developed on your training, your education in your area of topic, the skills that you've developed, preparation. And then the last is the cultivator, beginning now to cultivate by putting into practice what you're learning of how to put together a message, how to deliver a message, how to actually engage your audience on a deeper level, how to generate income, how to sell without being pitchy and things like that. How to sell without being salesy, whatever it might be, but being authentic. How to invite people into working with you because you're there to serve. So it comes to realizing that you are being called to speak because you're called to serve. You're called to serve people with the message that you have been given and that you are refining. And your job is to be faithful to do that. And so if you need help with that, to build your confidence, to begin to develop the skills or the competence as a speaker or the systems in place to scale, I want to invite you to enroll or to book a call with me to find out if the Kingdom Speaker Academy is a good fit for you. Now, what is the Kingdom Speaker Academy? This is actually a 9-week program that we've put together to help you put together a message with a framework called the KIM 10, Kingdom Impact Message in 10 Minutes. You know what the TED Talk world is? A short message? Well, this is for Kingdom speakers. And then to be able to coach you on stage, to be able to coach you in how to deliver that message. And if you go on to want to become certified and become a KIM 10 certified speaker, maybe get on the stage that we're launching, a KIM 10 stage, to get a booking, then you can go on to get coached over a 2-day period, have a professionally done video. So now you have something to market yourself as a speaker, but all along the way, you get feedback from myself and other coaches or speakers who've been in the industry for a long time. So within 90 days, you can get trained, get clear on your message, you can get coached on your delivery, and get launched as a speaker with tools to continue to promote yourself and speak on a stage with other keynote speakers. So if that's of interest to you, we are taking registrations now for that. So let me know down below if this is something that you want to know more information about. I mean, this may or may not be for you. For some of you, it's perfect. So if you want to jump on a call and find out more about it, put the number 10 down below and we'll get you more information. As well as if you want a copy of this Confidence Builder Blueprint Guide, let me know down below confidence and we will follow up with you to give you this so that you have it as your template. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. We look forward to seeing you next week for another training. And remember that your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard. As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. Your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.